It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, October 6th. I'm Patricia Naft. A large illegal marijuana grow operation was discovered in Montrose County last week. The investigation included several local and federal agencies. This is Montrose Sheriff Rick Dunlop.
It would appear that some guys were out rock hunting when they discovered what they believed to be a large marijuana grow. They went back out on the main highway and flagged down a vehicle that belonged to BLM. That's what started the ball rolling from there.
The site was discovered between Gateway and Naterita on Montrose County's west end.
We were able to locate and get rid of several, and I'm talking in the thousands, marijuana plants that were growing on public lands located within Montrose County. Six people were arrested. They'll be charged federally because they were cultivating on land that is managed by the federal government.
This discovery came just 2 weeks after another large operation was discovered nearby. Four Mexican nationals were discovered with over 450 pounds of dried marijuana and a rifle. Jeff Dorschessner with the BLM says more and more grow operations are being found on public lands.
We are finding this summer that there have been more public land marijuana grows than there have been in previous summers. And that's not just BLM land, but it's also U.S. forest land.
He says the reason for the increase could be anything from improved ranger training, public education, or just an increase in unsophisticated growers. School District 51 is taking a modern approach to curb bullying. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The district, which includes 22,000 students, set up a bullying reporting program where students can approach staff and report what's going on. Robin Schenk, who works on reducing bullying in the Mesa County School District, says that only 70 reports were filed that year.
So when we had 70 reports out of 22,000 students, we knew we needed to create an additional method for people to feel comfortable reporting these incidents.
That new step is online reporting. Students can now let the staff know about bullying through the district's homepage. Schenk says that it's because of the internet that schools need to be more aware, that students need to be able to let the staff know about these issues.
We are always connected. Cyberbullying is a part of what these kids are going through. And once that's out there, it's super harmful and it causes damage to a community and a learning environment.
A reporting app is planned for next year. Schenk says that the possibility for abuse of the system is something that the district has considered.
Just because a report is made does not mean that it's actually happened. And there's a lot involved in following through with something like that. But to not do it because we're worried that it could be made up isn't being responsible either. So it's an involved process.
The website and the planned app has information about bullying for anyone interested. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Colorado is well known for its outdoor recreation offerings, but Governor John Hickenlooper wants to take it to the next level by making it even easier for people to access open space and parks. Penta Berkland has more on the Colorado the Beautiful initiative and the governor's recent $100 million pledge to create and connect bike trails.
Tom Hobie is standing at the mouth of Clear Creek Canyon outside of Golden west of Denver. As director of open space and parks for Jefferson County, he's working on closing part of the gap in this trail.
The ultimate goal is connecting everyone in Denver and Jefferson County into the foothills and mountains to the west.
One phase will be done next year, but there's still about 10 miles in Jefferson and Clear Creek counties before bikers could connect from the metro area to Loveland Pass and beyond.
When this trail gets completed, folks could literally get off a plane at DIA and ride their bike almost to Newcastle, west of Glenwood Springs, in a very safe, connected situation.
Hobie estimates the total cost to connect these final miles could range between $70 and $80 million, an amount his office, which is funded by county sales taxes, doesn't have.
Every bit of funding helps. This happens to be an incredibly expensive project.
Expensive, but something Governor John Hickenlooper thinks is important for Colorado in the long term.
You're looking at an asset that Colorado already has. We are recognized as one of the most beautiful states, if not the most beautiful state in the country, and one that already has all these outdoor recreational opportunities. What we're saying is we believe in those opportunities, the things that have attracted so many young people here. We're going to keep investing in them.
That investment also includes building a database of all the gaps and trails throughout the state. Aaron Cerna is the project manager for Colorado the Beautiful. He says there are many reasons why projects aren't complete.
Is it financial? Is it a property use issue? Trying to acquire private property rights for the trail? Is it trying to do access to a right-of-way? What is at issue and what can we do in state government to kind of make these projects move a little faster?
Cerna wants to identify 16 projects the state can easily complete in the next year. Colorado is also developing a map to make it easier for the public to access trails.
When we talk about connecting people to the outdoors, there's like physical connections, but there's also connecting them to information. And so if it's easier to get onto a website and say, this trail is, you know, a 5-minute drive from my house and it's a relatively easy trail, I can take my kids. Can I bring my dog? No, I can't bring my dog. I think by giving people those tools to connect to the information, they more easily connect to the actual trail.
The interactive map and database are still in the beginning stages, and the project's total cost is unclear. But in many ways, Colorado is already a leader in preserving open spaces. In 1992, voters agreed to invest a portion of lottery proceeds into the outdoors. Lisa Annenbrug is the executive director of Great Outdoors Colorado, which distributes the grants.
Even in a place like Sterling, wants to build bike trails out in the Eastern Plains. We just gave $1 million grant to Lamar to build a loop trail because that was their number one priority. And we know that in locations like Gunnison, Grand Junction, Basalt, and other locations, Eagle County, trail connectivity is a huge priority.
Annenbrug says it will be even more crucial as the state's population grows, and that's why they've committed $30 million to Colorado the Beautiful. But some state lawmakers, including Republican Senator Kent Lambert of Colorado Springs, who serves on the Joint Budget Committee, are wary that the governor's effort will eventually encroach on the state's tight budget. Lambert says he supports parks and trails, but
what I do hear is a lot of citizen concerns that we got to fix the potholes and fix the roads. You know, certainly we want to have some of the worldwide events here in Colorado. We want to have good trails for both hiking and biking. It's a matter of balancing this because we have great recreation in Colorado. It's one of the healthiest states in the country. How we use our state tax money for that is another question because we have to also balance all of the transportation requirements.
In pledging $100 million for bike trails, Hickenlooper is quick to point out that his office was careful not to take money away from other transportation needs or use money from the state budget.
We're essentially taking money that we're already spending in different places, and we're kind of orchestrating and putting it, harmonizing it all together, and then getting a lot of PR benefit that's going to, you know, help the state.
The governor has also listed a long-term goal of having every resident within a 10-minute walk to a park, open space, or trail. But that would likely take a generation to complete and at a much higher price tag. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.